You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, there's a pretty good chance your dog really isn't leading a happy life. What you can do to change that when an expert joins us here. Yet another reason why I hate Ariana Grande. Is the iPhone 6S worth buying? And how not to get a bear to stop eating your kayak? Let's meet the friends. Let's see, there are boob men, there are butt men, and then there's Skylar Charisma.
There's me! And I have a question for you, Phil. How do you like your buns? Huh?
Sounds like a rhetorical question to me. Keeping his finger on the pulse of dying technology, it's Chris Martin.
I will share with you a list of everyday objects that are about to be obsolete.
If you listen to this program on iTunes, you better hurry because it'll be obsolete soon. No, really, listen on iTunes and leave us a comment and a five-star review. You help the program by doing that because the folks over at iTunes, while they're busy trying to make sure iTunes stays relevant, they read your comments and notice your five-star reviews. So please do that. And subscribe. Let's get started. And all this talk about buns.
Yes.
It's making me hungry.
Yeah.
Skylar.
Well, Phil, I hope you like your buns black and baked, excuse me.
Who doesn't?
In A1 sauce.
Oh.
Because that's what Burger King is offering us this Halloween season.
Sweet.
It's their spooky black bunned Whopper. So... How do they get their buns black, you ask?
How do they get their black buns black?
They infuse them with A1 barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
That's how.
Mm.
And then they serve it with either onion rings or fries or, you know, however you like it. And they expect you to like it. But I don't know. How do you feel about a black bun burger?
Well, you know, they tried that in Japan some time ago. And I thought, all right, the Japanese were doing it right. They don't hide their intentions because their buns were made black by using squid ink.
Right.
And that squid ink sure is tasty.
It is?
You had that?
Oh, sure. I've had squid ink.
And you like it.
I had it on some pasta at a fancy, shishi restaurant. I don't remember if it was shishi or frou-frou, but just the same.
What if it was frou-shi or shifru?
Well, that would be a fusion restaurant, wouldn't it?
Gross. So, yeah. I've seen the spaghetti with the ink on it, the squid ink on it, and it looks disgusting.
You're not a fan?
No. Well, just by looks, though. You know
what
I mean?
Come on. How do you know it's not?
I shouldn't knock it until I try it.
Exactly. How do you know it's not the most delicious thing you've ever tasted?
Because I've had pasta with red sauce on it, and that's the most delicious thing I've ever tasted. How could this possibly...
So you're done.
Yeah.
I like the white sauce.
White sauce is a close second.
Mm.
A good Alfredo sauce.
Yeah.
Though it is, it's Halloween season, isn't it? Is this when we're going to start to see more and more gimmicks from more and more places to remind us?
Like the black bunned burger?
It's all Hallows' Eve.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Incidentally, wouldn't it be nice if in our lifetime we were able to actually meet Alfredo?
Yes. Alfredo himself.
You're saying that's a real person?
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
The sauce is named after a guy named Alfredo, wasn't it? It had to have been.
It was just an Italian word for like Alfredo. White sauce. Yeah.
I'm Alfredo, you're wrong.
Oh, that was a
well
good
done,
one.
Well done, sir.
All right. And this Black Burger King burger is for sale now?
Yeah.
You can get it
You
somewhere?
Want it?
Not really.
Yeah, I'm going to pass also.
I was going to buy you one.
I'd eat it in a pinch, but...
I get it. Yeah. you like to pinch your buns, huh, Chris Martin?
That's right. Well, who doesn't?
All right, fine. Now, this next story comes right out of the police blotter, and it's and I use the word blotter sparingly. Go ahead.
I get it.
I get it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, all you robbers. Next time you want to use a feminine product to conceal your identity, maybe try using one with wings.
Oh.
Get it? Police in
Very
Apple Valley.
Very punny around
here. Oh, I know. So police in Apple Valley arrested a man masked with a maxi pad for allegedly burglarizing an auto parts store.
Yeah.
Apparently, 51-year-old Gary Victor thought he could get away with breaking into the Battery Mart if he just partially obscured his face with a feminine product.
Yeah.
You know, like the old days where they just used to put that little black mask right there over their eyes?
Like Zorro.
Yeah. So he thought he was Zorro, but he was the Mr.
Yes.
Feminine Protection.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was wrong, thanks to the crystal clear surveillance footage provided by the store.
It was Zortex.
And not to mention, before he decided to break in, he peeked in the store window to see like what was going on in there.
Yeah.
All caught on camera.
Yeah.
So they caught him with and without.
Beautiful.
His non-winged feminine hygiene.
Did he cut
mask.
Slits in it for his eyes to be able to see? Because wouldn't it completely block your vision?
It's just like, it's like barely covering his eyes. So he's like kind of, you know, struggling.
Bumping
to
into
see what,
stuff.
Yeah.
Well, look, let's
like
give
pointing
him
the gun at
benefit
the
of the doubt. Maybe he's got a perspiration issue.
Maybe he does, which is why the wings would have, you know, come in handy.
You two are probably too young to remember when they had the unsafe Halloween masks that would catch fire and light little children's faces on fire, and they'd be horribly disfigured for the rest of their lives. But that's all we knew when we were kids, and we loved it. But if he wore like the run-of-the-mill bad guy mask to try to rob a bank, he would probably sweat profusely because that's what we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it probably saved our lives when people did run up to try to light our faces on fire. The sweat would put out the flames. But in this case, he was actually a smart guy.
Yeah, he was guarded.
Yes, he was protected.
And mm-hmm. he was keeping the sweat out of his eyes? That's
exactly.
what you're saying?
Yeah, because it's
more disturbing is, are you saying that what would happen is older kids would run up to kids wearing masks and light a lighter underneath their mask,
it
and
happened?
Their mask would
sure.
spontaneously combust?
It happened.
And weld to their face, basically?
But,
what
but,
were these kids doing with lighters?
That is terrible behavior.
There's a silver lining to that story, because it did happen at least once. But the silver lining was that kid didn't have the chance to bite into an apple that had a razor blade inside it, because that happened a lot.
Oh, jeez.
Back when we were kids.
So
and we loved it.
That's the upside?
That's the
oh
upside
of having your mask lit on fire.
Yes, a disfigured face versus having your mouth and your tongue living the rest of your life without a tongue. Can you imagine that?
No,
I couldn't. You know what? You are the eternal optimist, Phil.
Of course.
Way to find the bright side.
Yeah. Happy Halloween, kids.
Yeah.
So, Chris, now that we don't have those disfiguring Halloween masks anymore, and people are pretty much cooled it with giving kids apples on Halloween. But there's so much technology that we're accustomed to these days, and you have to imagine that sooner or later it'll be replaced by something. Like for now, we don't go to a blacksmith to get the wheel replaced on our fancy coach or our carriage, right?
Well, you don't, but no, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of things that have already become obsolete, and I was reading this article that I found very interesting about items that we use every day regularly that will soon be obsolete. And this author of this article made some very valid points. See what you think. First, he says, eyeglasses will soon be obsolete. Why? Because we're going to have digital implants that will give people perfect vision. And maybe you're thinking that they're going to cut some hole in your face and stick an implant in, but more like very advanced contacts that are a little bit more permanent.
You know, they have these already that give you binocular eyes. We talked about these some weeks ago where you get... I don't know the measurement that they use, but you could see across a field, you know, maybe 100 yards away, and you could see the little field mouse, chewing on a piece of crap from 100 yards away.
Yeah. I can already see that. I have perfect vision.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do.
You really do? With really no do. Corrective vision aids whatsoever?
None.
No contacts, no nothing?
Nothing.
For now?
Yeah.
Forever.
Forever?
Wait till you, like my uncle says, wait till you hit 40. It's like a
I
light switch.
I forgot to introduce That's you as way. A freak of nature.
Yeah.
All right, so what else is going on?
He's like
away?
A superhero. Okay, so how about this one? And I really like this one. Bottled water will be going away. Why?
Good.
Because we will have, and already do actually, have filtered water bottles and filters.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding up your bottled water, but imagine getting rid of all of the waste, the thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of plastic bottles that we throw away every year. If you just use... reusable bottles that have their own filters, and we'll filter chlorine or fluorine or any of that stuff you think the government is putting in your water
right
out of the sink.
And there's no, by the way, let me point out, there's no drought. You simply need to go to your local grocery store and see all the water in bottles on shelves. That's where all the water
yes,
is.
Yes.
But so it's all it's going to take, really, is for some famous person, an actor or a singer or somebody like that, to walk into a party or some fancy place, red carpet, and have one of those big bags that you wear on your body that you usually go to the festivals and you fill them full of whiskey. Mm-hmm. But in this case, you know, it becomes a water thing. What are those called?
Camelback?
Yes, exactly.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Camelback. So for Camelback, for people to stay hydrated throughout the day, people will start wearing water Camelbacks.
Well, but think about the filtered water bottle thing. I think that that's probably the logical thing, which is where you have a water bottle, water bottle. You stick it under the sink, and it will filter the water out for you.
I have some of those. They have the little carbon chunks in there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. Now, this goes further. How about this? Keys, money, ID. This guy says is all going away. Why? Because your fingerprints, our fingerprints, are also unique.
Yep.
What is the point for any of that? At some point, you'll literally be able to stick your fingerprint against your car to start it.
Yep.
Against the when you're in the line at the grocery store, against the payment method, it'll deduct it right from your bank account.
Yeah,
makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
Identification. Obviously, the cop says stick your finger on
the. Except for the fact that hackers a couple weeks ago stole a whole bunch of fingerprints. But.
Oh yeah, that's right. I heard about that.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then finally, how about buttons and pockets? You know,
I love pockets.
Oh yeah? Well, you're gonna have to learn to live without them.
Keep your hands above the table.
You don't have
lady.
Any keys. You don't have any cash. You don't have any identification. What's the point for buttons
because
and
my
wallets?
Hands get
or
cold.
Buttons and pockets.
Jolly Rogers.
Okay, well, you can do
Jolly
it as
Ranchers.
A fashion statement.
Jolly Ranchers, not Rogers. Jolly Ranchers. Jolly Rogers is something else the kids talk about.
Uh-huh. Right. So anyway, there's a few items that you may not see in the future. This guy also made a claim about not having furniture because we'll sit on electromagnetic waves, and that's where he lost me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right.
The rest of it made sense.
It does sound fun, though.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, have you heard the kayak lady? If you haven't heard the kayak lady yet, holy mackerel. She's next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. All right, hi. It's Phil Hewlett. Skylar Charisma is here, as is Chris Martin, and it's Phil Hewlett and Friends. We thank you so much for tuning into this program. And now back to you, Chris. Now, I heard a bit of this, and I can't stop listening to it, and I need to hear it some more. But tell us what exactly happened with this lady who happens to own a kayak and meets a new friend.
Well, this lady's Alaskan, which if you live in Alaska, I think you're required to own a kayak just to be able to get around.
Yeah, makes sense.
Maybe even get around from town to town. So she's kayaking in southeast Alaska. She pulls her kayak up on the shore, and I don't know, she's going and she's exploring. She's got her phone out, and there's this big black bear on the shoreline, and it's in between her and her kayak. And she's talking to the bear. She's calling it bear. And finally, she says, I'm going to spray you in the face with pepper spray because the bear's getting close. And she does that. And then the bear goes and starts tearing apart her kayak, and she's watching this happen, and she has a pretty interesting response to it.
Let's hear some of it.
Why are you breaking my kayak? Stop it! Bear, stop that! Stop that, bear! Bear, stop! Stop breaking my kayak! Please!
The bear's not listening, by the way.
Does he speak English, I'm wondering?
Stop.
So, yeah.
And that's just a taste of it, right?
Yeah, that's just, it's to like 2.5 minutes, and that can't, it's not even the beginning or the end of it, the 2.5 minutes that I saw, so there has to be more.
Well, here's the thing. These days, they see a bear, which very well could turn and rush you and kill you, right? But no, I better get out my phone and record this whole thing.
Well, she was protected. I mean, this bottle of pepper spray that she had was like an industrial bottle of pepper spray. It's almost like what you would use to spray a weed killer on your yard.
Yeah.
And when she sprayed it, I mean, it was a flume of pepper spray. The bear was not pleased.
No. Yeah. And so he decided to take it out on her kayak.
And he
You're
going to
pay, lady.
Mauling her kayak after that.
I like this bear.
Yes. And he wouldn't stop.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Hey, throughout the dawn of time in baseball, every single major league team has had a pitcher, at least one pitcher, who's thrown a no-hitter, except one team.
Oh.
Any guess which team?
Skyler, you want to take a shot at this?
No.
Well, it's got to be. My guess is it's got to be some sort of new expansion team. So isn't like Tampa Bay or Florida relatively new teams?
They're relatively new, sure.
Is it either one of those?
It's neither one of those.
Oh. Hmm.
Is it a California team?
It's a California team.
Oh, it is. Get out of here.
Is it the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim?
Well, no. We know it's not the Dodgers because they've had some no-hitters.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Plenty of no-hitters on the Dodgers. Now, the Angels...
I'm guessing not the Angels.
Not the Angels.
So then
Angels.
We're talking either
San
Padres
Diego?
Or A's. Either the Athletics
I
or
say,
the Padres.
I say San Diego.
You're probably right because they're known for their losing down there in San Diego.
It's the San Diego Padres.
Woo-hoo! Well,
there you go.
They've been around since 1969. Have never had a pitcher throw a no-hitter.
Hmm.
How about that?
What's up with that?
Now, a few weeks ago, we had the story about Ariana Grande, the singer. She's about 3 feet tall, and her posse... we're at a donut shop.
How dare you talk about her?
Carry
on.
Well, you know, she wears these real short skirts on stage, and so if you're not seeing her posse around, then
right.
Okay, fine. You'll
see everything else.
Yes, you do. Now, Ariana and her friends were just ridiculous at a donut shop some weeks ago, and she was probably the worst. And what did she do? You remember?
She licked the donut. Like, she's on camera, doesn't realize it. There's surveillance camera, and she's looking around. The person behind the counter isn't looking, so she licks a donut that's just sitting
and would
say, on top.
And some unsuspecting customer would have to buy it later.
Right. And then says something about hating America or
something
to that effect.
I would have paid more for it.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, of course,
Even
she's after
nine.
She said she...
Why would she...
She's not nine.
She's like
19. She's like 21 or 22, but still, she looks like a child.
She's on the honeymoon... Her tour is called the honeymoon tour.
I know. My friend is on that tour.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. All
it's
right.
No honeymoon. I'll tell
apparently,
you that.
Oh, she's a lot of fun. I take it. Now, here's she's stooping to another low. And for
can
her,
she go lower than 3 feet?
She can't. She's already near the floor as it's when she's standing erect. Monday, Jim Carrey, you know who he is.
Yes, of course.
His ex-girlfriend, sadly, committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Less than a week after they broke up. And yesterday was Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 days after Jim Carrey's ex-girlfriend committed suicide. Ariana Grande was on Live with Kelly and Michael on national television talking about what a hunk Jim Carrey is. She was asked who her childhood crush is, and she said, quote, my childhood crush, my lifelong crush, it kind of all goes together. It's Jim Carrey. I met him. I cried. It was really weird. It was so weird. It was so uncharacteristic of me. He was so over the top nice and perfect and just as I hoped he'd be. And this was 2 days after Jim Carrey's ex-girlfriend had committed suicide. So she's hoping to catch a rebound there.
Yeah, apparently.
In a macabre way.
You have to think that she just didn't know, right?
Well, she knows a lot. She hates America, and she must have some basis for that. Mm-hmm. She's given it some thought. And so she's a thoughtful person.
If
she's obsessed with Jim Carrey, she must know that he had a girlfriend and perhaps an ex-girlfriend. And oh, my God, she's on Instagram all day and her friends must have been taking selfies next to the headline in the newspaper that said Jim Carrey's ex-girlfriend commits suicide.
She takes that as Jim Carrey single again.
Yes.
Hmm.
We're going to make that connection and stretch that.
Sure. Out. She sounds like an evil genius to me.
Yes.
I feel like you like her.
No. Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
I could care less, honestly.
Do you go to the salon, Chris, and get a mani-pedi?
No, but I do trim my own nails, both fingernails and toenails.
Yeah.
Yes. No buffing or anything like that.
I was going to say, your hands look pretty nice. Were you in Philadelphia this weekend?
No, I wasn't. Why do you ask?
Yeah, why?
Well, because police in Philly are on the hunt for a man with really nice nails. Guess what they're calling him?
Really nice nail guy?
The manicure bandit.
Manicure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The manicure bandit. Yeah.
Can a man get a manicure?
Oh, yeah. I dated a guy. Him and I got pedis together.
Really?
It was real cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't last. Anyway, because no one wants to hold up a salon with mangy hands, why not go to the nail salon, get your nails did, and then hold the poor nail techs up at gunpoint?
After you get your nails done, then you hold the place
did.
Up?
That's what this guy did. So he has this poor...
So rude.
This poor little nail tech, probably just a sweet little woman, maybe man, I don't know.
Yeah, probably a woman.
Probably a woman. Filing,
grooming,
polishing. He says thank you, but instead of paying, takes her money.
Yeah.
And then goes to the register, takes the money from there, and is like, peace out.
Wow.
I'm gone. Yeah. It's all caught on camera. They're going to catch the guy.
Rough. Yeah.
No one was injured, but hopefully he chipped a nail. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Wonder if he got crystal gel.
That would have taken so long. I get that. It takes forever. He doesn't have the patience for that.
But that stuff is like a manicure crack, isn't it? Once you get crystal gel, you can't get anything else. Otherwise, they have to remove your fingernails.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
It is right.
Yes.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I have three daughters. I know about this. Why get crystal gel?
In order to even take the gel off the nail, they have to use this grinder.
Yes.
And it takes forever.
And
so
they take several layers of your fingernails.
Yeah. And so then I have paper-thin nails. It's not fun.
They look great, though.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do I look like a guy who knows what he's talking about? I chew my nails.
I noticed that, actually, as you were talking about it.
I can't even get the stuff underneath my nails to come out because it's so far below the nail bed.
You're right. Yeah, you have to dig at it with a steak knife.
Yeah.
And it's really gross.
And then I feel it in my brain.
Oh, no.
All right.
How about that?
How about that,
manicure man. Hey, speaking of Manny... Manny the movie guy joins us next. He's just back from a remarkable trip. I don't know if you follow him on Facebook or on his website, Manny the Movie Guy, but there are so many stylish photos of him of late that you will just be shocked that we would have somebody even more stylish than Skylar Charisma on this program.
Didn't know that existed, but Manny, I believe it.
And he joins us next right here live on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Time to see what the movie companies have in store for you at your local Cineplex. Joining us live, straight from his meeting with the Queen of England at Buckingham Palace, the very stylish movie reviewer from KMAR-TV in Palm Springs, Manny the Movie Guy.
Hello, that's right. I had a great time with the Queen.
How was your coronation?
Wonderful, thank you very much.
Following your photos on Facebook, it was something else. You looked like you were having a great time.
I did have a great. I crammed like everything into 3 days. You know? I was even able to see a fantastic movie called Steve Jobs and had great interviews with the cast.
Fantastic. So we'll talk about that in a minute because we've got some other big movies to talk about.
Lots of movies.
In fact, there's a reason Matt Damon is in the news almost every minute this week. He's marooned on a distant planet and will probably not survive, right?
That's right. And you know what? I can predict that you probably would see him at the Oscar award season next year because, I mean, he's amazing. He's perfect in the role of, what else? The Martian. One man's will to live is tested in this smart, engrossing, and unexpectedly funny adaptation of Andy Weir's best-selling novel. I enjoyed this film. Damon is front and center. He's the astronaut Mark Watney, who's presumed dead and left behind by his crew after a mission to Mars goes awry. Now he's stranded and must fend for himself on the hostile planet.
You think Andy Weir was teased as a kid?
Why did you say that?
It just sounds like underwear. I don't know.
Oh, got it. Hence, his revenge is this book. This is an amazing film. It really, you know what? If you don't believe that one man can survive in Mars, you may believe watching this film. There's a lot of talk about science, and it will make you believe in the wonders of science and how it can help you survive.
Yeah.
Even millions of miles.
And coincidentally, they found liquid water on Mars this week, so the timing was perfect.
Amazing. Isn't that kind of suspect?
Yes, it is.
Then Hollywood put that news somewhere.
Yeah. Now I suspect that maybe Emily Blunt and Josh Brolin have been romantically linked after acting together in this new movie about FBI agents having fun.
Maybe, but Emily Blunt is really happy with John Krasinski, I heard.
Oh.
So
and who wouldn't be?
Exactly. But just like The Martian, The Walk is also visually appealing, but instead of outer space, this one's down to earth, literally.
This is that, not The Walk. This is that's Joseph Gordon-Levitt up on a high wire.
Sicario. Sorry, I jumped. Sorry.
Don't jump in The Walk. Goodness.
No. Yeah, you're right. Here's the deal.
Yeah,
all
Sicario.
The movies that are out this week are all fantastic. I love award season. And with Sicario, you will feel part of the action in this thrilling action drama from director of Denis Villeneuve. You may remember him. He's the guy who gave us the powerful movie Prisoners and Enemy, both starring Jake Gyllenhaal, and he also made the searing Best Foreign Film Oscar contender Incendies. This time he sets his sights on the war against drugs with the lawless border between the U.S. and Mexico as a backdrop. The cast is also fantastic, with Emily Blunt as a by-the-numbers FBI agent who's thrusted into the raging drug war.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin and Benicio Del Toro are also amazing as mysterious government officials.
Yeah.
Now, did you see the movie Prisoners with Hugh Jackman as an avenging father and Gyllenhaal as a detective?
I did not see that.
If you would have seen it, you would feel the director Denis Villeneuve is a director with he's amazing at controlling the mood of the scene. Every silent beat speaks volumes, and every sound of a gun cuts through the heart.
Ooh, is he French too?
He's from Montreal, so it's the same thing.
Yeah, something like that. All right. Good luck. Now to The Walk. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I don't know how he survived filming this movie.
Well, do you remember the documentary Man on Wire? This was about 2 years ago.
Sure.
The documentary is about Philippe Petit. It's the character that Joseph Gordon-Levitt is playing in this film. He's a real-life high-wire artist who in 1974 dreamt of walking between the twin towers of the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
That movie, The Man on the Wire, already won an Oscar. It's an Oscar-winning documentary. This time, I suspect that The Walk will be crowned with some technical nominations.
Yeah. All right. Good to know.
Real quick, though, director Robert Zemeckis finds some ingenious and exciting ways of bringing the story back to the big screen. One quick note. The way it was shot can be vertigo-inducing.
Oh, so get careful. So if you're weak in that respect, be warned.
It's like riding a roller coaster, correct.
Are they showing this in
IMAX 3D?
The
Walk and The Martian. I suggest you pay a little bit of a few more dollars and enjoy them on IMAX.
And take some Dramamine before you go
take
in,
some
right?
Dramamine, that's right.
All right. Now, you started the conversation off talking about seeing Steve Jobs and interviewing the cast in England, so tell us about that.
Oh, I love... Here's the deal. I have a new man crush, and his name is Aaron Sorkin.
Ooh.
Not because he's hot, but because he is he's just really brilliant. I mean, I can tell you the way that he framed this movie. It's based on the book by Walter Isaacson, Steve Jobs. The way he framed it, it's divided into three acts. And the first act is set in 1984. That's when Steve Jobs was launching... Macintosh, 1988, when he was trying to launch that failed Next machine.
Yeah.
And in 1998, when he was redeemed, launching the IMAX.
Oh.
So those are all, but in the middle of it are all the dramas involving his life, his political work politics, office politics, his relationship with his neglected daughter, Lisa Jobs. And I mean, it's just brilliant. You guys have to see it. It's going to be opening in New York and L.A. next weekend in limited release.
So the dude that you have a man crush on, does he know?
Can we tell him?
But he's very sweet and very smart. I just love... You know what it is? To be honest with you, when I interview for a movie, I actually love interviewing the directors and the writers. I know everybody wants to, you know, interview the big-name stars, but I can talk to them forever and ever. Hours with the director, especially as brilliant as Danny Boyle, who's the director of the film, and Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a movie about a genius made by two fantastic geniuses.
How about that? Manny, the movie guy.
Can I ask him a quick question?
Oh,
Phil,
yeah,
before
sure.
Before you cut him loose?
Yeah.
And Manny, here we are again. So you've got what, in my opinion, look to be a couple of big-budget films in The Martian and The Walk. Which one is going to take the box office this weekend in your prediction?
The Martian.
Oh, The Martian. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the market. I think it would make about between $40 to $50 million.
Ooh,
it looks good. Is this a tough time to make movies right now? Because it seems like every weekend there's a couple of bigger budget movies competing now.
I know, and some of them fall. I mean, most of them fail. You know, you're right. I mean, for instance, The Intern did not make it to number one, but it got more box office money. It defies expectations of the studio. And you know, Nancy Myers has her report card in box office is, all her movies had totaled more than $1 billion.
Wow, that's a good thing to have on your resume, right there, huh?
Right.
Right. Bring $1 billion worth
of
value to your company.
Without heroes or anything, a lot of women falling in love with. Evil men.
Yeah. You're going somewhere again next week?
I am. My mind is racing like 5 minutes because I'm trying to finish a lot of stuff. But next week, I am flying back to New York, I am going to interview. I am so excited. Suffragette with Meryl Streep.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody go to MannyTheMovieGuy.com. Look at his interviews. Stay in touch and follow him on Facebook. And it's just a lovely time. Every time we have you on the program, Manny, thank you very much.
Thank you. Next time I will be there live, promise.
Oh,
yay!
Good to know. Because this whole conversation was recorded. notice how we edited out all the weird spots. All right, good. Manny, thank you. Talk to you again.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, is this you? More U.S. households have more pets than they have children, and in most of those homes, quote-unquote, pet parents regard their animals as an integral part of their family. Is that you? Animal health and happiness are high priorities for these owners, and how to keep your animal healthy without first having to be wealthy. Next on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Here, listener. Come on, boy. Listen to the program.
Or girl.
All right. You have a girl dog or a boy dog?
Both.
I've got a girl dog.
Yeah.
How about you, Skylar? You got a dog?
No.
Got a cat?
No.
No? How
Nothing.
About you, Chris? You got a cat?
I have dogs, too. Well, I don't, but my family members that
Do you
spend
consider
time
your
with
dogs family members?
Yeah.
They're like your brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Brother and sister, yeah. Only they're going to be having babies, so that's kind of gross.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Uh-huh.
Not unlike...
Thinking about my brother and sister that
yeah,
way.
Right.
Keep it in the family, I guess.
Nearly one-third of U.S. dog and cat owners spent 30 minutes or more each week researching topics about their pets' well-being. And our next guest is here to discuss innovations in pet health products that every pet owner should know about to bring optimal health and well-being to their dogs and cats. And I have a bunch of questions. So joining us is the leading pet trend and lifestyle expert, the co-host of the Pet Buzz, a new pet talk radio show on WSRQ Radio in Sarasota, Florida. And she's the author of the Miss Fido Manners Complete Book of Dog Etiquette, pet trendologist Charlotte Reed. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, good, good. We're going to put that book in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com so people can purchase it. I think it's a fair statement that most pet owners don't know a lick about keeping their dog or cat healthy. Agree?
You know, I think you're right about that. I mean, you know, it just kind of goes to show you that American pets are just as fat as your own.
Yeah.
aren't they overweight? Don't you ever go out and you see all these fat, and you're like, well, look at all these fat dogs. Then you look up at the leash and you see these fat people.
Yes, because, you know, how do you, the dog looks at you with those doe eyes, right? and mm-hmm. and says, you know, I it gives you the message somehow. I don't know how dogs do this, but they're sneaky, they're tricky, and they say if you don't go in the in that box over there that you where you save all the good tasty stuff, and give me something delicious, I'm not going to be happy. And mom or dad or whoever it is wants dog to be happy. They don't know any other way to do it than to give the dog something that they're going to inhale and eat in about half a second.
Absolutely. You know what I say that is? We love them to death.
Yes.
Yeah, we just give them so much love and treats and everything else. And actually, studies show that when you think of treats, people associate treats not so much with, like, are they healthy, what the calorie count is, you know, versus dog food, which is like, is it nutritious, does it taste good? They think, is my dog going to like the way this tastes?
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it, like, great? Is it, like, if it smells stinky and got lots of garlic or, you know, alligator, is it, like, is it awesome for my dog?
Yeah, right. People are feeding alligator to their dog?
I know. People, look, the new hot proteins right now are, like, rabbit, buffalo, pheasant. I mean, like, these dogs and cats are complete foodies.
Yeah, well, it's true that in the wild, dogs used to hunt in packs, and they would bring down buffalo and bison routinely. Isn't that right? No, it's not
more
right. Okay, fine.
No, more or less.
Pretty sure you just made that up, Phil.
Yeah, I'm sure I did. But I think bagging a rabbit from time to time probably makes sense.
Exactly. And it happens all the time in a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people's backyards. I have a friend, her Westie, this little old Westie, he's 12 years old. He bags a rabbit at least once a week and then brings it inside.
Yeah, look what I caught. You know,
exactly. Look, here's something good. So really, a lot of things, what people are looking at in terms of nutrition and food, they're looking at those, like you mentioned, the like in the wild proteins, these rabbits, these buffalo, these bison. That's what they're looking at. They're looking at exotic, semi-exotic proteins to feed their dog in there. And a lot of times, they're actually great for dogs. I mean, if you have, for example, an older dog or you have an overweight dog, feeding a diet with rabbit, for example, rabbit is a low-fat, you know, low-protein meal. So your dog's not going to put on a lot of extra fat as he would, like, necessarily eating duck. But if you have a shelter dog that you just adopted who's really skinny, a duck diet might be great.
Yeah.
So people are also looking for sustainable foods, like they look for organic and, you know, organic vegetables and fruit. And, you know, and it's not even a question of, like, name dropping about products, but there's one company I always tell people that I always like. They have a great website that helps you solve some of your pet food and allergy problems. It's called Evinger's. It's a small business. It's one of the last family-owned canneries. It's outside of Chicago. And they make really great, healthy dog and cat food. And what's really neat is they have this one page on their website that talks about, is your dog overweight? Is your dog is diabetic? So you can really go on there and figure out what problem you have and how to solve it. So anything that problem solves, I really like for dog
yeah.
and cat owners.
Now, I just want to be clear that I understand. Are you in favor of the buffalo pet food? Because I'm informed now by my wife, who's listening to the program. She sent me a text. And apparently our dog eats buffalo dog food.
Yeah, I mean it's cool as long as it's healthy, it's sustainable, and the product is made with care. Because you know one of the big things is we've had so many pet food recalls, whether the food or treats have been contaminated, or pieces of the machinery ended up in the pet food. You know, or that you open a bag of pet food and it's moldy.
Yeah.
You know, or it's killing dogs and cats around the country.
Or there's stuff crawling around in there, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. So that's one thing. So nutrition is the forefront. The other thing really is exercise. So of all of you people that are with you right now, Phil, how many people, like, literally walk their dog? Because I heard you all say you have dogs.
Yeah. Well, I walked my dog last night, but it was the first time in more than a month. But there are other people in the house. We should share the responsibility, and I don't know what they're up to, frankly. But I do walk the dog once in a while. How about you guys?
Well, the dog walks itself all day long. It really does.
You've got a yard?
Almost never sedentary.
Yeah.
It's constantly walking. There's a little bit of a backyard, yeah, and around
okay.
the house.
So your dog's got a domain.
Poking around, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we have a fairly large backyard, and, you know, I've got five dogs. Two of them are three. I see four of them right here. One is out in the office because my boyfriend's a vet, so we live in his bed practice.
Okay.
So, you know, I always look at it like this. So, you know, nutrition and exercise go really hand in hand. And you know, one of the newest, hottest things right now is what kind of exercise regime are you and your dog doing? So, and that can mean, you know, simply a walk 30 minutes every day. Somebody, like you said, Phil, somebody in your family walks the dog, whether it's you or your wife or your kids or someone else. Or, you know, are you going outside playing fetch with that dog? Or is there some type of electronic game that's going to launch the ball itself? But really, I mean, dogs are actually, you know, swimming and taking swim classes and going to spas. And they're also doing a lot of exercise and stretching. So yeah. There's a gal out in Utah. Her name is Krista Wickens. And she really is a leader in canine fitness. She owns a company called FitPaws USA. And they make a lot of rehabilitation products for people. But they found that a lot of the sports people were using their balls and their Pilates equipment for the dogs. So they ended up creating a line of products called FitPaws. And it's great. They just came out, don't laugh when I say this, a canine stretching mat.
And it's, I'm sorry. You said not to laugh.
I mean, it's funny when you think about it, but I have an older dog. He doesn't see very well. He doesn't hear very well. So I can't really get him. I can get him maybe to go down the block.
Yeah.
But once, like every night for about 10 minutes, I put him on his mat. It's like, you know, me and the dog time. I put him on his mat, and I, like, work him out a little bit with these stretching exercises. And he really, really likes it. And then twice a week is what, don't laugh, it's called a fit bone. It's like a little, it's like a balancing thing. And literally, it's really helped strengthen his legs.
Let me ask you this, Charlotte, because we're running low on time. Are all of these items, do you link to them at charlottereed.com?
Yeah, no, actually, they're not on charlottereed.com. I have them all on my Twitter feed, which is Charlotte Reed, and I've got pictures of all these great health products. They'll be up today and tomorrow, and then they'll be on charlottereed.com.
Fabulous. Okay, one last question for you. I look at my dog, and I wonder, outside of that brief moment in time when I snap off a chunk of chicken-flavored jerky treat, is my dog really happy?
Is it American-made?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It might be lead-infused from China. But just the same, for that brief moment, my dog's happy. But outside of that, how do I know my dog is happy?
Is his tail wagging? Does he greet you when you come home from a long day at the office, talking to the crazy guests that you have to deal with? You know, and that's why we love our dogs so much. That's why we love them together, because they love us unconditionally. They're our biggest supporters. They always make us feel better. I mean, doesn't your dog make you feel better?
Sure, but is my dog happy?
Of course he's happy.
Okay.
You wouldn't know if he was involved in self-mutilation, if he was trying to get out of the house.
I was just laying there like a lump, you know, and nothing's going on.
The atmosphere that you've created. So get out and walk that dog. Spend some time with him. Take a swim class with him. You know what? You don't laugh.
Swim class.
Dancing with dogs. Agility is the fastest growing sport. Men and women do it. There's lots of things you can do. Go to the dog park.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All right. My dog fits in a pie tin. I won't be taking swimming lessons with my dog.
How big is he?
He's like a 10-pound dog. It's a multi-wawa.
Multi-wawa.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. That dog probably is as athletic as a Great Dane or a Australian Shepherd. When people take their dog,
I want to unlock those skills out of my dog. CharlotteReed.com. I'm sorry, we're out of time. But I got to have you back on again. You're fun. And follow her on Twitter, at Charlotte Reed. There she goes. All right, there she goes. And she's got a dog. She's got five dogs. Is that what she said?
She did.
They're all in her bedroom. Is she still talking?
Probably on the other end. I agree, you should have her back on. She sounds like a pet expert. Comes at it from a unique angle.
All right, you're thinking about buying the iPhone 6S. Chris, if you're thinking about it, our tech guy is going to tell you whether or not you should spend the bucks on it. Coming up in the second hour of Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. This is hour two of the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. This hour, not even a robot can put together IKEA furniture. It's true. There's another state in the union where you can party with some pot. That's true, too. And selfies have gone just completely out of bounds. Did you see the video online about the whole group of sorority girls who went to a Major League Baseball game? Didn't notice a thing because they were too busy taking selfies. And then the play-by-play guys started doing play-by-play about the selfie sorority. Never mind the ball game.
No. Why?
Because the girls never minded it at all.
Exactly.
Hey, Skylar Charisma is here. Chris Martin is here. I'm Phil Hewlett. Thanks for tuning in. If you missed the first hour, it'll be available online, on demand. And Skylar, over to you. I've put together my share of IKEA furniture.
As have I.
I'm not bad at it. Every now and then, I will strip the heck out of the top, or the hex, what do you call it, the top of a screw when you're trying to screw it in. It's a Phillips screw. You get the screwdriver, and it doesn't completely fit because somehow the Phillips screws that they have were made in Holland. And the screwdriver I have was made in
America.
Yeah, America somewhere. Probably Minnesota or Texas, someplace like that, where they make tools, right?
Well, I know that you, an intelligent man, probably don't have a hard time.
Thank you.
You'd like to come back someday, wouldn't you?
Probably don't have a hard time assembling the IKEA furniture. No. But a lot of people do. I've bought my fair share, and let me tell you, I wish I didn't have to put it together.
Yeah.
But there was a study, you know, because humans, men and women, have a hard time with it. They decided to do a study to see if robots could put this furniture together from IKEA.
Well, robots don't even have arms or hands or fingers, so it's got to be tough.
Despite that.
At least not for now.
Right.
The study concludes that putting IKEA products together is even out of reach of today's industrial robots.
Wow.
I know.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, you could break that press board without trying.
Yeah, it's not very difficult to break through that press board.
Yeah. And that's the heartbreak, too, because usually something breaks after you've spent an hour and a half putting this thing together and you think, I'm almost done, and then you're on the last drawer and snap, something goes wrong. And forever, at that point, you don't feel like returning it because you have to bring the whole thing.
Well, you have to take it all apart, and I mean, it's just annoying.
Yes. Or you have to borrow somebody's truck to bring the fully
fully assembled piece of furniture.
Yeah, hutch is usually what it is.
So, it turns out, like some of us humans, they have difficulty locating and picking up small objects, and they lack the fine control to assemble components.
Yeah,
Usually I'll get close to the end, and then I'll realize, you know, screw C sure does look a lot like screw J.
Yes. Right?
And that particle board panel F looks a lot like particle board panel D.
Yeah.
And all I have left is this. And that doesn't look like the drawer I need to build.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
By the way, the IKEA stuff.
Yeah.
Every now and then they farm the work out to Holland, but most of their stuff comes from Sweden.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, Sweden.
Do you think they put it together there before they ship it off to be sold?
You mean try it first?
Yeah. Do you think they actually try it first, or do they just...
The
you
first
know.
One they do. The first one they put together. And they go, oh, yeah, it works. All right.
That's what the guys in Holland do. They send the stuff over to Holland and make those Dutch boys put together the stuff.
Bowl
and then,
haircuts.
And look, make this for us and report back and let us know how hard it was, how difficult. And then when the Dutch boys are done, then the Swedish guys, they ship it out to America. And then and we buy it up like crazy.
Along
because
it's
cheap furniture.
Swedish meatballs that they serve there at the IKEA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
go there for those. I'm not going to lie.
It's delicious.
Also
I don't even look
made
at furniture.
In Sweden and Holland. Yeah, make it there.
And you have some of that lingonberry jelly that they put on there, and they get lingonberry soda pop, and you're good to go.
I usually wear my clogs.
Do you?
Braid my hair.
Please. Now you're just being racist.
Oh, is that right?
Wouldn't be the first time on this show that someone was being racist.
So how many times, Skylar, have you been married?
Good
Zero,
question,
thanks
Phil.
Thanks for asking.
You haven't been married yet?
Have you been, thank you for reminding me
have
that
you
no
been
one
engaged?
Wants to put a ring on it. No, yeah. I've not.
Not been engaged. Mm-hmm. Not even close.
Okay, can we not talk about this?
What?
I'm going through a difficult time right now.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, you walked in the room with all kinds of wedding stories. That's why.
I know. I babies thought maybe something, and weddings.
Yeah. Something's up.
And I smiles know. And happiness.
I know. And then you bring up the whole wedding stuff. And
heartbreak, huh?
Heartbreak hotel.
So you're saying you're
me.
Single, though.
I
Is
am.
That what we're gathering from this?
Yeah.
Right.
But high maintenance.
Carry on, Phil.
Hey, I am not high maintenance. You take that back.
take it back. Where are all those guys? Anyway, you have a story about weddings, do you not?
I do. Now, have either of you ever RSVP'd but not actually gone to a wedding?
That would be crude. You have to get a hold of the people right away and let them know that you're not coming.
Right. But what if it happened that day and you know you've been married and you know that Bridezilla can't be bothered.
Oh, you mean like
you
slept in and you roll over and you say,
well,
honey,
here, let me tell you the story.
You roll over to your married partner and you say, I'm tired. Let's not go to that wedding. What do you say? Let me just sleep in. And she says, okay, fine.
Okay, so in Minnesota, this couple, they were supposed to go to a wedding. They RSVP'd, yes. Jessica Baker and her husband. Jessica, she had her mom. It was an adults-only mm-hmm. wedding. And so mm-hmm. her mom was going to come watch the kids. They have children together. Well, mom calls and says, honey, I can't make it. Something came up. So Jess and her husband can't make it to this wedding. And rather than telling them day of while she's getting her hair done and nails and all that, they just no show.
Yeah.
Well, a couple weeks later, while everyone else is getting thank you cards, Jess and her husband get an invoice for $75.90.
Yes. Hmm. That'll teach them.
For the dinner that they RSVP'd for that they did not show up
to eat.
Is that
$75 for the two?
Well, yeah, for the two.
Well, that's not bad then. They got a good deal.
But they also wanted an explanation of their absence.
Oh.
And they're like, why didn't you call? Why didn't you let us know? Because you were busy. Does it really matter whether or not
well,
we're coming?
No, look,
apparently it
look,
does.
How about just a little common decency? If you RSVP and you say you're coming, then you are coming.
Right, but
if something
day,
comes up at the last minute, then you need to call, send an email, send a text or something. Say, oh my God, this just happened, and there's no way we're going to make it on time. Please accept my apologies. There's a gift in the mail.
That would be good. You know what we should have on the show? Wedding etiquette expert.
Yes.
Ooh.
Fine, because there is a lot of etiquette.
Yeah.
That people have just completely forgotten but just basic things. And people don't RSVP anymore either. And then the worst thing, I think worse than RSVPing and not showing up, is not RSVPing and showing up.
With a guest when it was just supposed to be you.
Or not. Or you didn't say anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
And you're like, I'm here.
The people throwing the party don't expect you to be there. So don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what RSVP stands for? It's French.
Well, I did that, but it was only because Jess and her husband decided that they weren't going, and I knew that there was going to be an open seat.
Is that why you invited me to that wedding?
Yeah. Yes, right.
Yeah. Well, okay, fine.
So then they did respond, though? They responded and said, hey, look, we tried to get a hold of you. It was the day of. Yeah.
No, they responded saying, we didn't get a hold of you because we knew it was day of. We've been married. We figured you'd have better things to do.
Yeah.
But that didn't fly with them.
Now,
so
my wife says the party that sent the invoice is wrong, too. I mean, you just need to be gracious as well. But just the same, if you screw up on the RSVP, you need to let them know. Let the people know. If they were expecting you to show up, let them know. And then it's also, I think, appropriate to send a gift in the mail if you can't make it.
Now, agreed. What about going after the garter or the flowers with reckless abandon and no care for anybody else's life?
And knocking somebody into the
That's cool, right?
Into the
I
cake?
Mean, that's part of a wedding. That's
yes.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Because
that thing gets launched in the air, whatever it takes to get it. To
because if
that
they
thing
get
down,
video
right?
of somebody flying into the cake because you were trying to get the garter belt.
Right.
That's golden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good stuff.
Instagram.
That's what the groom is going to remember
right,
forever.
Yes.
Because grooms tend to not remember their weddings.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so that will help the groom. So you're doing a service.
Why is it that? Is. Because they were too drunk or because they were
no,
trying to
because,
block the memory out of their
here,
head?
Here's an alert to the ladies. Remember this. You are the only one that cares about this big wedding ceremony.
It's very true. Well,
I don't.
The
you,
guys
the
care about the food. And
you may think I'm high
good
maintenance.
Good drinks,
yeah.
good times.
But I want a low-key wedding.
Okay. Down just, by the beach, just, something like that?
Yes.
But
all
who's
right.
going to remember
barefoot.
That? Who's going to remember a low-key wedding?
I will.
Yeah. The people that
my
were
bank
in the low-key
will.
Wedding.
My bank account will,
right.
Phil.
Well, yeah. your dad's okay. bank
now
account.
You're talking
real
sense.
Real traditional.
Now you're talking sense. You're looking at a dad with three daughters.
I know.
You are in trouble,
yeah, you are in
sir.
Trouble.
Yeesh.
Because
now I will tell you who remembers the weddings. A dad will remember the weddings.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think certainly. A dad remembers.
You're
going to
cry
weddings.
When you do the father-daughter dance, aren't you?
I got to walk my girls down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
One of my daughters the other day, she said she wants to get married to the Justice of the Peace.
Cool.
And my wife said, what are you talking about?
I wouldn't mind that either.
Having a wedding.
See, that doesn't
What's
mean
the Justice of the Peace? Maybe I just
getting
said
married at
cool.
court.
You just go to the
you
court.
Go to the courthouse.
Oh.
You wait until they call your number.
Yeah.
Really?
Number 45, yeah. Let's say.
Yeah. Sure. I'd be like that guy in the commercial when he gets his salami. I'd be like, woo! Number 45. That's my number.
And then you hold
going to get some married.
You do the little dance.
Yes.
All right.
Touchdown celebration.
Take a selfie. All right. Since you're in the partying mood there, Chris, it's time for you to spark up a fatty, especially if you're in the state of Oregon today. But we're going to wait for that story and more. Oh, and the selfie girls of the baseball game coming up next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. All right, Arizona Diamondbacks were playing the Rockies last night, and the announcers for the Diamondbacks, Bob Brenly and Steve Bertiome, were brought to hysterics after television cameras caught up with some fans with their minds elsewhere, and they look like a group of sorority girls, frankly, not paying attention to the game whatsoever, but all of them. Every single one of them with their phones out taking selfies. And here's a little bit of the play-by-play.
Every girl in the picture is locked into her phone.
Oh, Lord.
Every single one is dialed in. Welcome to parenting in 2015. They're all just completely transfixed by the technology.
David Peralta.
There's a pitch, and he takes.
Oh, hold on. I'd take a selfie with the hot dog. Selfie with the churro. Selfie just of a selfie.
A selfie of the
they
selfie.
Just keep cutting back to the girls.
There's a pitch.
My phone to take pictures.
It's outside. 2-1. Oh.
Too bad you weren't there,
picture of your
there,
thumb
Phil.
Last week. That was good.
Yep. None of them have looked at the game for a
Here's
moment.
My first bite of the churro.
It's another pitch.
Here's
the 2-0
second
pitch.
Bite of the churro.
It's over the corner. 2-1.
You know, the beauty of baseball is you can sit next to your neighbor and have a conversation. Or you can just completely ignore them.
A swing and a hit up the center.
Knocks it into center. David tonight, 2-for-2, a leadoff single here in the fourth.
Camera's back at the girls.
Nobody noticed.
Jeez. Help us, please. Somebody help us.
Yeah.
They didn't even flinch. The girls didn't even look up for a moment.
Guy jacks a rip right over the second base line, and nobody even moves a muscle.
No, they're busy taking selfies and not even looking.
Yeah.
They probably just got free tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They went there. That's what people go to these events now, really just to take pictures and to show off how great their life is.
Yeah.
Yes. Look at where I'm at.
Yeah,
like I'm
at a baseball game.
You know, it's like all of America is just completely stoned.
Yes.
It's true.
And sooner or later we all will be.
Yes.
If the laws keep going the way they're going.
It's only a matter of time. And the snowball keeps rolling down the hill. Sales of recreational marijuana became legal today in Oregon. And Oregon joins Washington and the Washington State and Colorado as the only three states that are selling marijuana legally for recreational uses, although there are 23 states that sell marijuana for medical purposes.
Yeah.
And residents that are 21 or over in Oregon can now buy up to 1/4 ounce or 7 grams of dry flowers at a time.
How about that?
That they go to.
Dry flowers?
I guess that's what they call it.
I guess I'm not into it. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I just think that that's the part that you actually smoke to get the recreational effect is the flower.
No, really?
Yeah.
Not the leaves?
I think that's part of it too. Yeah, you smoke the leaves. But you're not supposed to. The stems and leaves, I don't think you're supposed to smoke that.
What am I supposed to?
No, I'm not a professional pot smoker. I don't know.
I don't either. But I know that the stems aren't good because it's just...
Yeah.
It's like...
And like the seeds, you know, you don't want to smoke those. They'll make you sterile, I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's just the feds trying to scare people.
It's like riding a bike for too long, you know?
Oh.
Just, it'll make you sterile. Now, it is still illegal to sell weed anywhere under U.S. federal law for any reason. So, but I guess states are just capable of overriding that.
Yeah.
Well, if you have the card, the Fed,
no,
right?
The Justice Department in Washington, D.C. has publicly stated that they will look the other way.
If the state decides to make their own rules.
Yes. Yes. Which, you know, we're supposed to have states' rights.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's supposed to trump, the all-encompassing federal arm of the law.
Yeah.
It's supposed to, but it hasn't really worked out that way recently.
So what do you think? You think this momentum's going to continue?
California's going to have a vote, I think, when we have the presidential vote at the same time. I think California's going to vote on recreational marijuana in November of next year. I'm pretty sure that's when it's happening, unless there's another vote sooner than that. That way, when the presidential vote all comes around, half of California will be too blazed to even notice.
Yeah, well, it makes sense because it's all the Northwest Territories right now almost. You know, mm-hmm. You got Oregon, Washington State, Colorado. Next, we need Idaho, Montana, Utah, California.
And then you know what will happen?
The East Coasters will catch up.
No, that'll be true as well. But then Texas is already well-armed. They will they will just conquer us.
They're going to send their militia up to us, stoners, and just...
So there will be a huge movement. Rather than Texas seceding from the Union, Texas will take over the Union.
The whole Western Seaboard? Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I see where you're going with this.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Everything turns into an evil takeover with you.
You know what I always wondered about? There's so many places to work these days. And doesn't Google seem like a great place to work right about now?
Seems like it.
Wouldn't you like to work at Google? I mean, they've got so many. Google wants to be all things to all people, so they must have all sorts of job descriptions that they need to fill. Mm-hmm. And I bet if you just go to their website and look at the job openings, you could probably massage your resume to fit into 5 or 6 positions. Assuming that you want to go to work wherever it is that Google is. And I haven't quite figured that out because Google seems to be everywhere.
Yes, it's omnipresent. Omnipresent, yes.
But are employees at Google, do they hold the same fantasy that I just expressed?
I think they hold the same fantasy until they get there. You know, I honestly picture Google and I picture like chutes and ladders leading you from one office to the next. Like you go down a chute into a ball pit and then.
Oh, how fun.
Right. And then you hit the water slide to your desk and then there's a little drone that carries you your lunch.
And the boss has an open door policy, but only if you could ride in on a unicycle.
Right. Yes.
And, which who doesn't?
Yeah. Of course. It's one of the prerequisites. Do you know how to ride a unicycle? Mm-hmm. But a bunch of current and former employees are spilling the beans about some of the downsides of working at Google. Here's a few of them. First and foremost, they say Google consumes your whole life. They keep you there and they train you to be more productive and don't plan on seeing a lot of weekends or holidays.
Really?
Vacation days.
Oh, that's not good.
Does that mean they pay well?
Yeah, I think that their pay is well. And I also think the working environment is fun. So I don't think you feel shackled while you're in there. But, you know, eventually you come out for daylight and you go, where have I been?
Well, right. You know, like a lot of tech companies, they probably give you a stack of stock.
Right.
And you get full benefits paid. In fact, they probably have a hospital on their campus. And they most likely have a very nutritious place to eat with a 5-star chef probably back there preparing your lunch.
San Jose, by the way, I think that's where they're out of.
Yeah.
At least their main headquarters.
Yeah, because I think they have little offshoot headquarters all over the country and around the world for that matter.
Yeah.
Cupertino? That's outside of San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's a couple more reasons why it might not be great to work at Google. They say there's too much talent there. There's literally the best of the best in all positions, including the lower positions.
How are you supposed to shine?
Exactly. They say, first of all, a lot of people are overqualified for their position that they're in. And you might not be challenged in the position that you're in. And how are you going to climb the ladder when...
Well, that's how you get in the door, right? You get in there and say, hey, look, I could do this with my hands behind my back. Okay, great. You're overqualified, but we could use you right now.
Right.
We'll see what happens. And then 6 years later, you're still doing the job that
the
you...
The same
yeah,
thing.
Mundane.
Some people say that you are only rewarded for wild innovations or improvements on technology.
Mm-hmm.
So just sort of plodding along is not really recognized. And finally, they say that it's such an insulated and sort of dependent environment that some people become unemployable in the outside world. You know what I mean? Like you get out and you're like so used to Google environment that it doesn't really translate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
How about a unicycle that balances for you?
Well, technically...
Do they have those, right?
They have those.
Didn't Honda make that already?
Mm-hmm. A unicycle with
Yamaha.
Training wheels?
Yamaha made it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I don't know.
You know what we used to say when we were kids riding our bikes? We would pretend that the handlebar, the handle on the handlebar was a throttle, and we go, Yamaha.
There you go.
Wait, what was that? How was that?
Yamaha.
He was switching gears there.
Shifting gears, yeah. Did you get that?
I did.
Yeah. Can't do it so well with Kawasaki.
What? No.
Glad that you tried, though.
Yeah.
Somebody needed to.
All right. Fine. You know who Farrah Abraham is?
I do, yeah.
I do not.
I believe she's a teen mom.
She's a... She just got home from filming Celebrity Big Brother after being a teen mom. She did this in England. And her six-year-old daughter, Sophia, lost another tooth, and she tweeted, quote, "Tooth Fairy presents were epic." In fact, the Tooth Fairy left Sophia roughly $1,350 for her tooth.
Wait, what?
This is a gal that was on TV because she was 16 and pregnant, and then she went on to make a sex tape, and she lives in a mansion.
And left her six-year-old $1,300?
Yep.
Wouldn't you if you had the cash?
No, she didn't.
How are you going to teach
her
any stories?
The Tooth Fairy. Tooth Fairy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
She probably buys an iPhone every other week. In fact, the iPhone 6 is available for purchase for about $800, and our tech guy has himself one of them, and he's going to review it for you. Next, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. You're not going to believe this. Caffeinated peanut butter is now on sale. And one tablespoon has as much caffeine as a cup of coffee. It's from a company called Steem, that's S-T-E-E-M, and it started showing up in stores, and you can order it online as well for $5 a jar. Caffeinated peanut butter. I don't know if it's chunky or creamy.
It better be chunky if they want me to buy it.
Yeah, me too. I'm a chunky. How about you, Chris? Chunky
I'm
or creamy?
I'm chunky peanut butter for sure.
Yeah. All right. What's the matter with those creamy people? Well, don't you love technology? Caffeinated peanut butter. And joining us live now is the head of mobile at Apogee. He's our tech dude, Jeremy Antecuni. Hey, Jeremy.
I like chunky, too.
Of Yay! Course. Who doesn't?
Who would want caffeinated peanut butter? That's just crazy talk.
Well, you know what? If you think about it, if it's the caffeine we're addicted to, because we could be honest and just say, you know what? We've convinced ourselves that coffee is tasty.
You could. Well, you know, I love coffee.
Yeah, I think I do too. But why not caffeinate something that's even more tasty? How about caffeinated cheesecake?
That's also an option, but then you'd be eating cheesecake all the time. You get real fat.
Yeah, but just think how happy you'd be.
Yeah, it's a good trade-off.
Yeah, I think so. Did you get an iPhone 6S?
I did. Oh. I did. I've got one right here. I got the 6S. My wife got the 6S Plus, and we're pretty happy.
Oh, they have a 6S Plus, which is a bigger phone, right?
Yeah, it is. It's the larger one. It's it's a handful, and I don't have a man purse to carry it around in. So I opted this time to go with just the 6S, and I'm really happy with it.
Did you get the rose gold?
My wife did.
Okay.
I got the space black, or space gray rather. It's been a great phone. Typically the S upgrades for iPhones. It's a model number, and then the next year they do an S, and then they repeat the cycle. Typically, the S ones aren't all that amazing, but this one actually is pretty responsive. It's actually one of the best upgrades I've actually had for the iPhone.
No kidding.
It is so much faster than any of the other iPhones I've used before. It's just incredibly responsive. Going between apps is instantaneous. It's actually just a great experience.
Yeah. All right. And now my youngest daughter, got one, but she went from a 4 to a 6.
I can't even imagine the.
Yeah, her head's exploding. And she hasn't even had a chance to explain it to me, so that's why I'm talking to you first.
Right.
But
yeah, so I mean, it's incredibly fast. They've doubled the amount of RAM, the amount of memory that the system uses.
Yeah.
So it's able to, you know, go between applications. It doesn't have to reload the browser, which is a common complaint that people have, reloading apps if they you know, exit them and load too many other apps. And then there's 3D Touch, which, you know, is very cool, but I think it's going to get even cooler as more developers add the functionality to their apps.
Now, explain what that is, because my daughter tried to explain it to me, but she said it kind of made her feel dizzy, and so she turned it off.
Okay, so it's three dimensions of touch. So depending on how hard you press on the screen, you can either do it level 1, 2, or 3, essentially. And different things can happen depending on how hard you touch on something. So for example, on the icons on the home screen, if you touch lightly on the messages icon like you usually would, it would just open the app as you would expect. But if you press harder on it, it can actually then give you a shortcut list of the people that you text most often and instantly start a text to one of those people.
Yeah.
So it's going to add context to the interface and allow people to have shortcuts. And I think as people use it over time, it's going to really improve people's efficiency when they're using these types of devices.
Yeah, maybe she was getting dizzy about something else. Is there something on the home screen where the screen itself actually looks 3D?
Yes, so that's a different feature. And what that is it uses the accelerometer of the device and very, very subtly changes the background. So as you tilt it side to side, it's very, very slowly and just very, very smoothly and subtly moving. So it looks like it's actually kind of a window into that dimension. It's mm-hmm. very cool.
Does it spray ectoplasm in the event you're attacked by ghosts? No. All right. How about the video camera?
The camera itself is also improved. They've actually improved it to 12 megapixel. You know, the camera on it before was pretty damn good to begin with, and so that wasn't a huge complaint of mine. But certainly, you know, more light, more pixels, more data being captured for photos is going to deliver a more richer environment. And the other cool thing that they've done is they've introduced a concept called live photos. And so when you take a photo, it's going to record about a second and a half before and after. So you get this kind of video effect as after you go back and are looking at your photos, you're able to see kind of what happened before and after you caught that.
That's neat, because as a photographer, you should know, I mean, you're good at it, but most people aren't, that often when you take a candid, the shot that comes out is the one where the eyes are half closed and the mouth is in some weird position. And
sure.
So if you were able to go back a half a moment where you thought you pressed the button to engage the shutter, that's the excellent shot. So that maybe you can actually capture that moment and you'd be people would like you better.
You know, that's actually a great idea. It doesn't do that currently, but it should, and I think that's a great idea.
No, good. Let's make it. but the video is the video camera not 4K?
The video camera is 4K, so it's able to capture super high resolution video. I haven't purchased a 4K camera. I really actually don't know anybody that has one yet, but I'm sure at some point we'll start getting them. But the cool thing for now, if you don't have a 4K video, is that you can actually crop the video. So if there's if you want to actually take a smaller portion of your video, you can actually crop it at full HD and use a portion of the video like you would in a normal environment.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right. Now, there's also the discussion about how much memory you get in here, and you could get up to 160
128.
Now, if you got the 128, do they pack that phone up with a whole bunch of preloaded apps?
Well, it seems like they are adding more and more. And yes, they do add some apps, but it's not nothing like the bloatware that we used to see on Windows devices, and you still see on a lot of Samsung devices and
yes,
so forth.
Yeah.
There's no advertising software. It's all pure functionality. It's apps that have some sort of purpose and value.
Okay, so you are fully endorsing the iPhone 6S.
I am. I love it. Great phone.
Right, and your wife's happy with the Plus.
It's sparkly and pink, man.
Yeah, sparkly and pink. Now, I don't know what iFixit is, but something's happening with that. Explain what it is and what happened.
So have you ever broken one of your phones, or has anybody dropped one of their devices?
My oldest daughter has done it 3 times.
Right. So, you can either, go to one of those, shops in the strip mall, or you can take it to Apple and they'll repair it, or you can do it yourself. And so iFixit is a great resource. They've got lots and lots of step-by-step guides for all kinds of different devices. And they also have all of the parts and pieces and the tools that you need to repair your gadget. So if you broke your screen and you didn't want to pay to have somebody else do it, you could have them send you the screen and you could repair it yourself. They also do teardown videos. And so whenever a new product is released, they get their hands on it first, rip it apart, and show everybody, you know, before anybody else, what's, you know, inside these devices. And they actually just got in huge hot water with Apple because they were part of the Apple Developer Program and received a pre-release Apple TV, which is going to be coming out in a few months.
Ooh.
And as a result, that has an NDA. You're not supposed to talk about it. I received one. I've got one. I'm working on it. But I can't talk about the features. I can't tell you, you know, what's going on. And they took this thing apart and showed everybody the insides and really you know, violated that agreement. So they got kicked out of the developer program and got their app removed from the App Store. So they've been banished from the kingdom.
Yeah, but those guys probably have enough juice to raise a little money and start their own company, right?
Well, they got their own company. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And you know, when you actually kind of go foul of Apple, there was a blog called Gizmodo that bought an iPhone 4, one of the prototypes that was left in a bar. You may remember this.
Oh yeah, sure.
Years back, they published information about that pre-release device, and they got just banished. They were never invited to any of the the events to cover the keynote events or new product releases and so forth. So Once you're out, you're out.
Yeah, hey, you want to stay in the club. Now, we all use, you and I, of course, we use Skype rather routinely. A lot of people do. It's one of the most popular products out there for people to communicate, either video or audio. And there's a new development that we need to tell Skype users about. What is it?
This is really, really cool stuff. It's only available for Windows users right now, but it's going to be rolling out to Mac and iPhone and Android soon. This is real-time audio translation. They do it for six languages: English, French, German, Italian, Mandarin Chinese, and Spanish. And what they'll do is allow you to have any pair of those six languages. People that do not speak each other's language can have a phone call and have translation done in real time so that you're able to have communication with anybody that speaks one of those languages.
Wow. How
unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. I mean, how...
Isn't that fascinating?
Now, are you hearing how accurate it is?
I haven't actually been able to use it just yet, but I'm definitely planning on playing around with it. But the folks that have been playing around with it, it's not perfect. It's it's going to be something that evolves over time, but it's certainly good enough, and it is working to actually be able to do that.
Wow, I can't wait to use it because there are people that I'd like to talk to that they speak English a lot better than I speak their language. But it would be great to let them speak their language
and
vice versa. So
the other cool thing it does is it handles 50 languages. For the chat translation. So if you're using the instant messaging functionality for text-based chat, it can actually translate 50 different languages. So
wow. And really all you have to do is update the app or the program, whichever it is. In this case, if it's Windows, is it an app in Windows or is it a program?
It is it's the same. Those are pretty much interchangeable. But we're going to have to have obviously lots of different languages as they continue to develop this. They're going to have lots more languages as well, and adding additional functionality.
So it's just a simple update is all it is then.
Yeah, but I think that my guess is that they probably are doing some of this heavy lifting on their servers and not necessarily doing it on your actual devices. But I'm not sure, so I'll have to look into that and see how they're pulling that off.
So look for the translate button on your Skype.
Looks pretty cool.
Yeah, sounds like it. And you're cool too, Jeremy. Always great to talk to you. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, there he goes. Wow, huh?
Next time we talk to him, let's talk to him in another language.
We should.
Ooh,
why not?
Yeah.
Do you speak another language?
I will once this thing comes out.
Oh, no.
You got to figure it's only a matter of time before we get like an ear implant and something that we'll all be able to speak.
Oh, with a name like Antacuni, do you think he speaks Italian?
Italian.
Or?
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Which means he speaks with his hands, right? Speaking Italian means?
How in the world? How in the world? Okay. All right. Hold on a second. Let me just take a look.
You have such a pretty voice.
You know what? Thank you. Chris has some tech news for us, too.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll remind you what it is during the break. We'll be back in a moment here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula.
Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.
One of the biggest plot holes. You know what a plot hole is?
Yeah.
We do.
In the movie Home Alone, is that the phone lines get cut near the beginning of the movie when a tree falls on the wires. Now, try to remember the movie. So there's no electricity, the alarm clocks don't go off, and the family almost misses their flight. Remember this? And then they leave in a panic. But then they can't call Kevin once they've realized they've left him behind. Because the phone doesn't, they can't connect the phone call. But later in the movie, Kevin is able to call and order a pizza. So now, 25 years later, someone over at Reddit has finally come up with an explanation. Here's the quote. "I always assumed the tree actually severed the main trunk line to the whole town, but local calls within the same exchange still worked. So the long distance service was cut down, but to call the local pizza joint, you could still do it." And a higher-up at AT&T actually confirmed the theory. He said, in 1990, that was absolutely a plausible scenario.
That's exactly what I thought. That's what I thought when I saw that scene as well.
Did you think about that immediately?
Yeah, because I had deduced that same thing where I was like,
you
the power lines
not
went
deduce
down.
That.
Were you concerned?
Now you're ordering a pizza.
Right, right.
No. I was concerned when he put that aftershave on.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I was really concerned. Right? Yeah. Right. That's a good way to burn yourself, young man.
All right, fine. So that was a technology story. We seem to be tech-heavy here all of a sudden. And Chris, take it away. You have an update about TiVo. Is that company still in business?
TiVo is still in business. Yeah, they're the originator, aren't they, of the digital video recorder?
Yeah, it doesn't matter who you order your cable TV from, whether it's through fiber optic or through cable or whatever it is, they give you a DVR.
They do now, yeah.
Yeah.
But yet, TiVo's still around, still has life in the company, and here's why. Because it's not just a recording device that records chunks of television time anymore. The new model called the Bolt is a universal hub for all your video and music platforms.
Wow. Woo-hoo!
Yay!
So they're evolving.
They're evolving, and especially with all the cord cutters or all the people that have the multiple platforms of where you get your entertainment from. Not only do you have larger recording memory and easier ad skipping technology where you just like run right past commercials, but more importantly, you can search and play back shows from Netflix, Vudu, Amazon, other online video providers that so many of us indulge in. It also plays music from Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio. There's apps for YouTube, AOL, Yahoo Screen. To me, what I find amazing about this sort of technology is that I feel like we're coming to a place where eventually there will be like no more copyright infringement or mm-hmm. anything like that, or right. really any restrictions on what you have access to.
Yeah.
And eventually a TiVo or a box will literally, whatever you type in, you will be able to access instantaneously.
Yeah, all right.
Seems like it's heading that direction.
Well, how about that?
Which would be great. So like let's it. Invent it. Let's be at the leading edge. I want to make all the money.
Sure, why not? See, they're shucking and jiving with all the changes in technology to stay relevant. Now, it's not so easy to stay relevant when you're just running a business selling donuts and coffee, is it?
Yeah, it's difficult. It's challenging, and nobody's figuring that out more than Dunkin', apparently. America's not going to be running on Dunkin' anymore.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
But I like what you did there.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Brands is shutting down 100 Dunkin' Donut stores in the U.S. The reason is that Dunkin' franchises expanded too aggressively, mm-hmm. which I guess is a problem that Starbucks had. You know about this? Aggressive expansion?
I do.
What do you know about aggressive expansion, Skylar Charisma?
That when you expand too aggressively, not all of your stores will succeed.
Okay, there you go.
Wow.
I think you just nailed it. You just nailed it. They have not released a list of which stores will be closed as of yet, but did you know that Dunkin' Brands includes Baskin-Robbins ice cream? franchises.
They're not closing those down, are they?
No.
Oh,
no.
Thank goodness.
I didn't know that.
Are we relieved now?
Yes.
See? I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. But, you know, what's really, I think that Dunkin's almost more famous for their coffee now than they are their donuts.
Really?
Yeah, I travel a lot. And whenever we see a Dunkin', all my friends that I'm traveling with or my coworkers, they want to get the coffee. Like, they say it's better than Starbucks. It's the best coffee.
That's what I
when
hear.
You're on the road. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a competitive coffee. I don't know. I'm not a big coffee
drinker.
It's
not a bitter coffee.
You like
Starbucks.
You like Dunkin' coffee?
But see, here's the thing. I don't drink my coffee black. I have to have what? Cream, sugar, no. Caramel, whipped cream, everything. So I can't say that I've ever had just their coffee.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Chris.
You turn it always into a dessert.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It basically turns into like after dinner dessert.
Mm-hmm.
You, what about you, Phil? You drink your coffee black?
Yeah, I do.
You do? No sugar, no cream, no nothing?
Just normal.
Huh.
Just normal coffee. Just a black cup of coffee.
You're a man.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, you know, I think probably at least half of us do it that way.
Do it which way?
Get the cup regular. I've got this right here.
Forgot we were talking about coffee.
Every coffee shop in this country has a whole menu of lattes, cappuccinos, those kinds of drinks that basically are just milkshakes, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
But when you really get down to it, most people just order the most basic item. New study analyzed the most common drinks people order at coffee shops and cafes in America, and 51.5% of the time it's just a plain old cup of coffee. I just want a cup of Joe. That's all I want. Just a cup of Joe, black. Here's the full breakdown. 51% of us, 51.5% coffee, 16.4% latte, 8.4% tea. So latte's ahead of tea.
So I'm in that 16%,
yeah.
I guess?
Mocha, 6.4%. Americano, what's that?
I
thought that was a black cup of coffee, Americano.
No, it has something else in it. Oh, I forget.
4.5.
I thought mocha and latte were the same thing.
I mean, I would put them in the same category because I'm putting my macchiato in the same category.
Cappuccino is 3.9%. Hot chocolate, 3.4%. And chai is 3.3%.
That's tea, right? Isn't chai a tea?
It is some kind of a tea, yeah. I don't know. I don't know that I've had chai. Nope. I think when somebody offered it to me, I chaied away.
Oh.
All right.
An Americano, just so you know, is a style of coffee prepared by brewing espresso with added hot water.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about
giving it a similar
espresso.
Strength to but different flavor from drip coffee.
Oh.
There you have it.
Thank you for that.
All right.
Thank you, Wiki.
And I need to point out again, because we're 2 days away from National Coffee Day, that I just open up a can of Folgers and get a spoonful of instant, put it in a cup, put some boiling hot water, stir it up, and I'm happy.
Tasty.
Well, that's good. Usually I just get a spoonful of Folgers and I just eat it.
Straight out of the thing?
I just eat it. Just let it roll around in my mouth.
with a spoonful of peanut butter.
Yeah.
Chunky.
That's right. Yeah. Chug it down with some water.
Why not?
Go about my day.
Wow. You are quite the guy.
Yep.
Hey, we love your comments. Contact at Phil Hewlett and Friends. There's a little button that says contact. Click on it. At the website, and we're on Twitter at Faf Show, facebook.com/Phil Hewlett and Friends. If you listen on iTunes, thanks for leaving a comment and a review. Leave us a voicemail on the website. Look for that blue button. Click on it. It's on the right. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, our producer, Brooke Peterson, our production assistant, who I am almost certain is no longer our production assistant, Ryan Hayden. Thanks for not being here, buddy. For Skyler, for Chris, I'm Phil. Can't wait to talk to you next time on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.